然后
Yeah, we can get started, yes.
Warm greetings in the precious name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ from Mississauga, Ontario, Canada.
我们今天奉主的名呢，我其实在加拿大的一个地方。
And it is God's mercies we are all sustained by His power so far in this pandemic.
所以在这个疫情的时候，我们受神的大能的保守，能够在一起聚集。
We thank the Lord for another Lord's day that He has granted unto our lives.
我们感谢神，他借着他所量给我们的日子，使我们能在地上生活。
So shall we read a passage from Book of Matthew's Gospel, chapter 13?
我们今天呢，从马太福音第十三章来读主的话。
So I will read from verses 3 to 9 first.
我要从第三节读到第九节。
Verse 3.
三节。
And he spake many things unto them in parables, saying, Behold, a sower went forth to sow. And when he sowed, some seed fell by the wayside, and the fowls came and devoured them up. Sorry, brother, he cut you.
他用比喻对他们讲许多道理，说有一个撒种的出去撒种，撒的时候有落在路旁的飞鸟来吃尽了。
Verse 5. Some fell upon stony places where they had not much earth, and forthwith they sprung up because they had no deepness of earth.
有落在土浅石头地上的，土既然不深，发芽最快。
Verse 6. And when the sun was up, they were scorched, and because they had no root, they withered away.
日头出来一晒，因为没有根就枯干了。
Verse 7. And some fell among thorns, and the thorns sprung up and choked them.
有落在荆棘里的，到荆棘长起来把它挤住了。
Verse 8, but other fell into good ground and brought forth fruit, some an hundredfold, some sixtyfold, some thirtyfold.
又有落在好土里的，就结实，有一百倍的，有六十倍的，有三十倍的。
I would also like to read another passage from the same chapter, verses from 18 to 23.
我要从这个同样一章里面的另外一个地方，从十八节读到二十三节。
Verse 18. And hear ye therefore the parable of the sower.
所以你们要当听这个撒种的比喻。
When anyone heareth the word of the kingdom and understandeth it not, then cometh the wicked one and catcheth away that which was sown in his heart. This is.
反听见天国的道理不明白的。那恶者就来把所撒在他心里的夺了去。
Verse 20. But he that received the sower into stony places, the same is he that heareth the word, and anon with joy receiveth it.
撒在石头地上的就是人听了道，当下欢喜领受。
Yet hath he not root in himself, but dureth for a while, for when tribulation or persecution ariseth before the world, because of the word, sorry, by and by he is offended.
只因心里没有根，不过是暂时的，即使为道遭了患难，或是受了逼迫，立刻就跌倒了。
22. He also that received the seed among the thorns is he that heareth the word.And the care of this world, and the deceitfulness of riches, choke the word, and he becometh unfruitful.
撒在荆棘里的，就是人听了道，后来有世上的思虑、钱财的迷惑，把这道挤住了。
But he that received the seed into the good ground is he that heareth the word and understandeth it, which also beareth fruit.And bringeth forth some a hundredfold, some 60, and some 30.
撒在好地上的，就是人听到明白了，后来结实，有100倍的，有60倍的，有30倍的。
Shall we pray?
让我们先祷告。
Our blessed God, Heavenly Father.
我们可称颂的神，我们天上的父。
We come in the presence, in the precious name of our Lord and your Son, Jesus Christ.
靠着你儿子耶稣基督宝贵的名，我们来到你跟前。
Thank you, Lord, the way you have sent him in the form of the likeness of sinful body in flesh and blood.
我们感谢你，给你差遣你的爱子，使他能够道成肉身。
To show thy grace and mercy so that the ready, the lost humankind may be revived and restored unto the relationship of our heavenly eternal Father.
靠着你的恩典和怜悯，使我们这些人能够蒙拯救，被带到你原初的旨意中。
Thank you for his vicarious sacrifice on the cross.
感谢父因着主耶稣基督代替的救赎，
which has brought us into the wonderful redemption and the forgiveness of sins through his precious blood.
靠着他的宝血，使我们能够罪恶的赦免，使我们能够能够得蒙救赎。
Thank you for that, the manifestation of thy glory through power to break the bonds of the death and raise him on the third day through the resurrection.
我们感谢你靠着你的大能能够结束这个死亡的这个监禁，使我们的主耶稣从死里复活。
Which has paved the way for us to have a overcoming, to live a overcoming life while we live in these bodies upon the earth.
当我们还在地上的时候，我们耶稣基督就成了我们的先锋，使我们能够在地上能够过出一个得胜的生活。
Forgiveness of sins and the newness of life both became ours through his death and resurrection.
借着主耶稣的死和复活，这个赦罪的恩典和那个得胜的生命成了我们的祝福。
While he was here, the way the word needed to be operated in our lives, he has spoken to us through this living word.
我们的主把我们需要靠着生活的话语记载在这个圣经里。
And not only it has the words which thou hast spoken are life and spirit, it pierces the hearts of every man and brings the desired purpose what you have purposed for all our lives.
主耶稣说的话就是灵，就是生命，使我们能够进到你的这个拯救我们的目的当中。
The word which we read, thou may bless it for us.
我们属主的话语，但愿我们的父你来祝福。
And also enlighten our hearts to see the way we ought to see thy word.
使我们的心里得蒙光照，使我们能够明白你的话语。
Thy desired and glorious purposes may be worked out in each one of us.
使你荣耀的旨意能够成就在每一个人的身上。
We seek thy blessings upon this time.
这个时候我们在恳求你的祝福。
Pray in Jesus' precious name.
靠着主耶稣基督的圣名们祷告。Amen.
Our Lord, while he was here, he began his ministry in book of Matthew, chapter 4, saying the kingdom of God, kingdom of heaven is at hand.
我们主耶稣在地上服事的时候呢，那么马太福音第四章告诉我们，主耶稣说天国近了，你们要悔改。
And what he meant was the king from heaven is in the midst of them.
他所表达的意义就是那天上的君王要在他们中间服事他们。
So the heavenly all upAuthority apparatus was also descended along with him to move with him in the midst of the people.
这里呢是说，天国的权柄呢，在主耶稣基督里呢， 能够运行在这些受有的人的心中。
So he raised the dead by manifesting that power.
所以我们主耶稣叫使人复活，使这个大能能够显明出来。
And also he has healed the one who was born blind.
还有他医治了那个生来瞎眼的人。
So only Creator God can restore those which was not done while in creation.
我们知道只有这位这个创造的神呢，能够把在创造的时候没有的东西能够再创造出来。
All his marvelous works has manifested that he is Creator God.
虽然借着他奇妙的大能显明他自己就是那位创造的主。
So he expected his own people should recognize his authority that he is the heavenly king, taken the form of a man, came into this, into move in this world, in the midst of them.
所以他盼望他的百姓能够认识他就是天国的君王，来到他们中间来服侍他们。
So his ministry continued up to chapter 12 in Matthew.
在马太福音里面呢，主耶稣的服侍就一直记载到十二章。
And he spoke to them with authority. He cast out the demons. He raised the people. And he spoke in different places, reflecting his nature and authority.
他靠着权柄呢向他们说话。他在他们中间医治，并且叫死人复活，能显出他的大能来。
But they did not recognize that.
但是呢，他的百姓并不认识他。
In chapter 12, then when he cast out the demons, he was accused that he was doing this by the power of the Beelzebub.
在十二章的时候告诉我们，当主耶稣赶鬼的时候呢，那么他们就说主耶稣借着这个魔鬼赶鬼的。
So while he was doing these things by the power of God, then they accused him that he was doing all these things by the power of the Beelzebub.
当主耶稣靠着神的大能行神迹的时候呢，他们呢却说呢，主耶稣乃是靠着这个魔鬼来行这些异能。
Then he pronounced that any sin which was committed against the Son of Man will be forgiven.But in the sin which is committed against the Holy Spirit will not be forgiven.
所以主要是向他们宣告说呢，人的一切的罪和亵渎的话都可以得赦免，唯独亵渎圣灵的总不能得救得赦免。
So in those 8 chapters, we see the ministry much more focused among the closer people or the Jewish people.
所以在这整个主的服侍呢，就在这里呢有一个段落。
So in chapter 13, verse 1, we read like this.
所以到十三章的时候呢，我们是这样读到。
Then same day went Jesus out of the house and sat by the seaside.
那一天呢，耶稣从房子里出来，坐在海边。
So that means then he house is representing the nation Israel and the seaside representing the Gentile nations.
我们知道这个房子呢就代表犹太人，那么这个海边呢代表外邦人。
So his ministry now turned to all nations.
现在呢他的服侍呢就临到了所有的人。
He is not only the Messiah of the Jewish people, but he is the Redeemer of the entire world.
他现在呢，乃不是以犹太人的弥赛亚的身份，乃是以世人的救主的身份在服侍。
So he began to speak to the multitudes.
就向众人说话。
And he began to speak in parables.
并且他是用比喻向他们说话。
And he began to speaking the message of the kingdom of heaven.
他向他们传讲天国的福音。
So it speaks of not only the forgiveness of sins, but for which they are forgiven, the sins are forgiven, and the glorious purpose also included in the message.
不但是他提到这个罪恶得赦的恩典，并且呢，也提到这个荣耀的目的。
In the teachings of our Lord, when we limit his teachings only to the forgiveness of sins, and we are not fully understanding and not able to grasp the full purpose of his teaching.
如果我们只把主耶稣的教导停留在罪恶的赦免的恩典上，那么我们对主的旨意是没有办法完全了解的。
In verse 3,
第三节，
He spake many things unto them in parables, saying, Behold, a sower went forth his sow to sow.
第三节他说，他用比喻对他们讲许多道理，说有一个撒种的出去撒种。
So that time, 2000 years ago, the world was survived by the profession of agriculture, farming.
2000年以前呢，这个种子呢是这样被保留。
And so many parables which the Lord has spoken with a rural community background, even now, then it is easy for them to understand.
因为当初是在乡村，那么对那些在当初的人呢，他们对这些话都非常了解他们的背景。
So it is the parable means to compare together.
所以这些比喻呢，都是需要互相对照的。
Then taking a subject here and comparing it to the moral and also spiritual subjects.
所以我们要把它从这个字面和属灵上的意义都来用来比较。
So in this parable we see a seed, a sower and a soil.
我们看到这边有种子，还有这个土地。
So in verse 18,
第十八节。
Hear ye therefore the parable of the sower.
他说，所以你们当听这撒种的比喻。
So, but we can also probably interpret it is the parable of the soil.
我们也可以把它当作是一个土地的比喻。
Because the seed is the same, the sower is also same. They both did not change.
我们知道这个因为是这个种子和这个撒种的人都没有改变。
But there are differences in the kind of soil where the sowing was done.
但是那个接受撒种的土地呢是不同的。
And here the soil speaks of the human heart.
这里的土地呢，乃是说到人的心。
So the different variations in the hearts of the people, the Lord wants to bring the reflect to the notice of the people.
主是要在这里点出我们不同的心，在那个听众的当中呢，我们都有不同的心。
Bible is the one which speaks directly to the heart of heart of the person and brings out all our thoughts.Open and make it known to the people.
当我们听主说话的时候呢，我们心中的隐藏的意念呢，都会被表明出来。
So in this parable, we see those things.
在这个比喻里面，我们就看到这一点。
So now we see this is a parable which we many times we apply to the outside world, not Christian.
我们常常用这些话来说到这个没有信主的人，不是基督徒。
But when it comes to the application of the bearing fruit, and this application we cannot put into the Gentiles or those who are not believing in the Lord.
但是我们看到这个结实的这个情形的时候，我们知道这不可以用在这个还没有信主的人，因为他们没办法结实的。
So we cannot put it entirely to the outside world.
所以我们讲这个比喻的时候，不能只全部用在这个还没有信主的人的身上。
So when the Lord spoke in verse 4, he said, when he sowed, some seeds fell by the wayside, and the false birds came and devoured them up.
主耶稣说呢，有撒在路旁的飞鸟来吃尽了。
And the Lord interpreted that verse in verse 19.
在第十九节的时候，主耶稣就解释他这个比喻。
When anyone heareth the word of the kingdom and understandeth it not, then cometh the wicked one and catcheth away that which was sown in his heart. This is he which received seed by the wayside.
凡听见天国道理不明白的，那恶者就来把所撒在他心里的夺了去，这就是撒在路旁的。
So when the word is outside, that is, Satan tries to keep the word outside from the people's heart.
我们知道这个撒旦呢，想要把神的话摒除在人的心里。
So, I also wanted to say, just to step back a little bit, the word here is compared to the seed. Seed is compared to the word of God.
我们在那边看到这个种子啊，是用来比喻神的话的。
And the seed is, it is covered with a, by a husk. It is covered by a husk.
我们知道种子是有这个壳的。
The husk has got the protective capability to protect the life which is in the seed for a long time of period.
我们知道这个壳，种子的壳是为了保护种子里面的这个生命，并且能够保存很长的一段时间。
And the seed actually it has a life, and that is that life germinates. When it falls on the earth and the husk is removed and it starts to germinate.
种子是有生命的，当这个落在地里面的时候呢，那么外壳呢就会除掉，并且那个种子的生命就会被这个生长出来。
And the seed is the word of God, which has got potential to produce unlimited profitability to the sower, or that is the kingdom of God or the king.
我们知道这个种子乃神的话，它是无限量的，它可以长出这个天国来。
So when the seed that which was sown and first type of soil was, it is on the rocky or on the wayside.
所以这个第一种撒的撒种的比喻呢，乃是种子呢就落在路旁。
So on the wayside, normally in eastern countries we saw that people walk across the field which was already plowed to make the shortcut of their way.
我们知道这个在东方呢，这个路呢都是。因为人的走过的关系呢，它已经变成了一条路。
And we also see sometimes on the borders of the land, which is not plowed or on the wayside.
那么有时候这个路的旁边呢，它的那个地是没有经过这个耕种的。
The Satan, the evil one, which not only keeps the word outside from the heart of a listener, but also when he hears the word, see in verse 19 we see that one, and catcheth away that which was sown in his heart. After going inside also, he tries to take it out by some means.
虽然在这个比喻里面说到这个种子好像是在听者里面的心里，但是那恶者呢，乃是进到我们里面把这个说啥的种子呢，就把它夺去了。
So in verse 19, when anyone heareth the word of the kingdom and understandeth it not,
他这边说凡听见天国道理不明白的。
So understandeth it not, it is actually means consider it not.
这个不明白乃是不考虑的意思。
So he was in the meeting.And when the word was delivered by the speaker, and he did not consider that word.
当这个人坐在坐着听到， 那么当这个讲员讲到神的话的时候呢，他一点都不想去考虑这些话语的意义。
So when they, why did they not consider, we can understand, it is dull of hearing.
我们知道他不愿意去考虑思想主的话，是因为他的心呢蒙了油。
And dull of mind.
因为他的心思呢乃是这个不灵光的。
And dull of heart.
他的心呢也是封闭的。
So dull heart is the one where he doesn't want to allow his conscience to be awakened up.
我们的心呢这个蒙蔽是乃是说明这个我们不喜欢把这个神的话呢能够借着良心把它表明出来。
And when the word of God pricks his conscience and what he doesn't want to allow to make it him feel guilty about the nature.
当神的话摸到这个人的良心的时候呢，他不喜欢呢，他被这个良心责备。
And that is how he totally brushes it off.
所以呢，这个人就把这个神的话完全摒除在他的心。
So these kind of people we see outside when a speaker speaks of a gospel message, we can see that.
我们常常会碰到这些不信主的人，当神的话向他们传讲的时候，他们就是有这样的表现。
And this is very prevalent in the hearts of the unbelievers.
在不信主的当中呢，这样的人非常多。
But very sadly, sometimes we also find in the gatherings.
但很可惜的是呢，在基督徒的聚会当中也不会碰到这样的情形。
So they are in the meeting.
基督徒呢，这个在聚会中。
But if it is very uncomfortable for them to hear the message, they would like to just do not want to consider.
他们对于所讲的话觉得非常的私心，所以他们不想再听。
Physically they are present.
虽然他们肉身是在聚会中
，and they mute their ears.
但是呢，他们把他们的耳朵关闭了。
They don't want to hear.
所以他们不想听这样的道。
And it pricks them their inner conscience.
因为这个神的话是来摸到他们的良心的。
And secondly, now I go back to verse 19, and understand it not, then come.Met the wicked one and kept it away.
恶者来了，就把所撒在他心里的夺了去。
So there is another. We can also see these kind of people. They did consider and allowed it inside. It went inside and it gone into their heart.
这边另外一个例子就是，他确实接受了神的话，神的话进到他的心里。
And the birds.Will take away which was sown in the heart.
这个飞鸟呢来呢，就把这个种在心里的话夺去了。
So when after the meeting, we see different people talking about different things.
在聚会以后呢，很多人呢讨论呢很多不同的事。
And very seldom we hear what they have heard and how it has worked in their conscience.
很少听到一般的人谈到这个他们所听刚刚听到的道，并且呢，这些道在他们心中是有什么影响
？And how it has pricked in their inner conscience to bring them to understand what is not right in their relationship with God？
他们很少提到呢，神的话怎样摸了他们，摸着他们的良心，使他们能够知道说他们这个怎样得罪了神的话。
When we talk to any person in whose heart he did not consider that, and to a person who is now allowed it to sink into their heart, and with a very light manner of the word of God, and there are more chances that is also will be gone by the birds of the evil one.
对这个两种人呢，一个是对神的话完全没有兴趣，第二种是把神的话领到他心里面，但是呢很快就被飞鸟吃去了，就像这种的人都是一样的。
And when God's word is delivered by any brother who is used by the Lord,
当主用到一个弟兄来传讲神的话的时候，
and the hearer takes the message according to his heart and the way the Spirit ministers to him.
听的人呢，乃是照着他们的心呢来领受神的话。
So the same message will have a different effect on different people.
所以呢，同样一个信息呢，在不同人的身上有不同的结果。
By any chance, if it does not affect you, and when you go on to talk to a person who has been convicted, that means we are making the light of the conviction which is happening in the other person's heart.
当你没有被信息打动的时候呢，你去跟那个被信息打动的人说话的时候呢，你就会发现这一点。
Then the word after a while, the word will be gone because he has heard that is not any effect generally.
如果神的话没有打动这个人的心呢，那么神的话就马上就不在他的心中了，因为飞鸟把他吃尽。
So that is how the birds are our different words.Or different interests after the meeting, the way we converse with the people, instead of reinforcing to allow the word to sink into the hearts of the people, any effort other than that, the enemy will act upon the hearts of the hearers.
当我们听完道和弟兄姊妹在谈论的时候呢，我们应该把神的话拿出来再讨论一下，不然的话这个撒在他们心中的话马上就要被飞鸟吃去。
And sometimes we hear the laughter in the message. The one who speaks, sometimes he make it lighter vein in the meeting.
有时候我们听到讲员讲道的时候，
Those are all will not bring any edification to the hearers.
因为他讲的是那样的轻松，那样的不在意，所以那个听的人也没有办法领受神的话。
So the enemy tries to use different methods in different places to take away the word which was sown in the hearts of the people.
所以那恶者呢，就用不同的方法来把人所听的道能够把人从心中把它夺去。
So blessed is a gathering where a company of people who understand the validity the value of the word which was sown and pray that may really sink deep into the hearts of the hearers.
所以如果呢一个聚会呢弟兄姊妹都把神的话呢深深地藏在心中，那么这个乃是神极大的祝福。
Verse 5.
第五节。
This wayside word we can also say there is no hold for the seed in the heart of a person.
我们也从这个落在路旁的呢来说明这个人 的心呢没有这个接受神话语的那个地方风处。
Verse 5. Some fell upon stony places where they had no much earth, and the forthwith they sprang up because they had no deepness of earth.
有落在土浅石头地上的土既然不深发芽最快，发苗最快。
Verse 6. And when the sun was up, they were scorched, because they had no root, they withered away.
日头出来一晒，因为没有根就枯干了。
In verse 20. But he that received the seed into stony places, the same is he that heareth the word, and straightway with joy receiveth it.
撒在石头地上的就是人听了道当下欢喜领受。
Verse 21. Yet hath he not root in himself, but it dureth for a while, but when tribulation or persecution ariseth because of the word, by and by he is offended.
其心里没有根，不过是暂时的，即使为道遭了患难或是受了逼迫，立刻就跌倒了。
So the second type of ground is where it has not much earth. There is a rocky soil underground.
第二种的土地, 乃是因为这个土不深。
And in Luke's Gospel, chapter 8, verse 13, it is said,
在路加第八章的地方,
Luke 8:13. They on the rock are they which when they hear receive the word with joy, and these have no root, which for a while believe, and in time of temptation fall away.
那些磐石落在磐石上的就是人听到。 欢喜领受, 但心中没有根, 如果暂时相信, 即使遇见试炼就退后了。
So in the first type of soil, the word was sown in his heart.
所以第一种的乃是说到这个神的话呢，是进到他的心里。
In the second type of word, not only sown in his heart, but also believed. That is what we read in 8:13. They believe for a while.
所以这个但第二种的呢，乃是神的话确实进到他的心中，因为呢他相信了，因为这个路加第八章十三节是这样告诉我们的。So
straight away it germinated and it sprang up.
它马上就发芽了。
But when the sun Because of the sun, it is scorched. Sun was up, they were scorched up.
但太阳一出来，日头一出来，一晒呢，因为没有根呢，就枯干了。
No root, so they withered away.
因为土浅没有根，就枯干了。So
this speaks of for a time they look like believed, and they are believers. They look like that.
就这种人呢，乃是呢。 在暂时呢，看起来像信徒。
So here the sun is up is compared to when tribulation and persecution arises.
那么太阳出来一晒呢，乃是表明这个因着道受了患难或者是逼迫。
And it is because he said because of the word.
但是为着道，为着神的话。
So the word which is already sown and started germinating, and it has got a different life, that life is now started coming into functionality of the person.
这个神的话呢，在这种人的身上已经进到他的心中，并且已经开始生长了，发芽了。
So and then there is a struggle between his world nature and the fallen nature and the word which is trying to germinate and introduce the newness of life.
所以它是乃是在这个种子所生出来的新的生命和这个属世的生命之间的一个挣扎。So
the convicted conscience says, this is newness of life and this is how you need to walk.
那么在他的良心里面呢，良心就指出说这是新的生命。 那么你应该照着新的生命的新样式来生活。And
the fallen nature, the old nature, unsanctified nature of the man says, this is very, very uncomfortable, difficult to follow this.
但是在他那个堕落的这个性情生命里面呢，就跟他说，这个呢是没办法去接受的。So
this speaks of tribulation and persecution. They are not at the level of where Paul or many other servants of God went through the suffering and all was many things.
这边说到的患难和逼迫不是像那些一直忠心跟随主的人他们所受的患难和逼迫。
So in the beginning, Lord wouldn't take us to that kind of a tribulation or persecution.
因为当我们刚信主的时候呢，神不会带领我们进入像那样的患难和逼迫当中。It
is the simple things of our life. For example, for a simple matters, we get offended if somebody said something.
就乃是说一些比较简单的事物，乃是有些人说话可能得罪了我们。
If somebody ridicules us, then we are not able to withstand.
或者是呢别的人呢嘲笑我们成了信徒呢，我们就没办法领受。
The fallen nature will say you retaliate when you also say something.
那些那个它里面的那个堕落的生命呢，乃是说你要报复。
Newness of life says hurry. You don't do that when you
are loved. 但是那个新的生命在它里面呢，说 Harry 你不能够这样做，你要照着神的新的生命做。
And he is your brother.
因为他是你的弟兄，你要赦免他。
And you love him and accept him.
并且你要继续爱他，并且接受他。
So in the beginning of our Christian life, whatever the weak taps of our life are pressed again and again by the enemy.
所以在我们刚信主的时候呢，我们就常常受到这个仇敌的这个搅扰和攻击。
We get offended very easily.
我们很容易被受得罪。
And we wanted to be recognized because now you found a newness of life. People should recognize you that you are a wonderful person.
我们心中呢常常呢觉得呢人家应该看到我们已经信了主，并且已经有了很大的改变，人家应该赞美我们认可我们才对。
According to the level of the self-centered life which is lying in us, we also get to the same measure offended.
照着我们心中的自我中心的程度呢，我们受得罪的程度也跟着增长。
And man from the beginning is self-centered because of the soulical-centered life. Adam became a living soul.
我们知道我们那个刚开始的时候呢，我们都是这个以自我中心，是属魂的生命，因为亚当成了活的魂。
Jesus Christ is a living spirit.
主耶稣是乃是活的灵。
And between the soulical life and the spiritual life, always conflict.
属魂的生命和属灵的生命总是有冲突的。
So slowly when we are not giving into the hands of the spirit, and the soul dominates, then we don't see ultimately any taking deep root in the Christian faith.But it will fall with away.
当我们不接受我们属灵的生命的指引的时候呢，我们就变成属魂的人，就很容易落到仇敌的手中。
So ultimately, the life did not bring a desired result for a period of time. It withers away.
就我们的生命和生活呢，就没有办法进到神所拯救我们的目的中，就慢慢的枯干了。
And that is not a good thing for us.
对我们来说没有好处的。
So when beneath the earth, when there are rocks, and you can easily remove the rocks by allowing the plowing to be done again and again.
当这个石头地呢，是可以把石头挪开，并且开始耕种的。
So if anybody is struggling with those issues,
当有人在像在石头地上的人的时候
，We should remember this.
我们应该这样记得。
And we are saved by the precious blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, and God is our heavenly eternal Father.
我们已经靠着耶稣基督的宝血得蒙救赎，并且神是我们天上的父。
These offenses, or the ridicules, or the scorning, or many other issues which do come in our lives, these are all temporary.
当我们受到人的凌辱，受到人的嘲笑，我们要记得这些都是暂时的。
And we should learn to focus only how to please God, not to offend God, not to please men.
我们应该注重我们要怎样讨主的欢喜，而不是注重我们别人怎样得罪我们。
So when the rocky soil needed to be dismantled means you need to allow the plowing again and again.
所以我们要让神呢继续在我们心中呢不停的耕种。
So when the soil is when the plowshare is put applied to the earth, it breaks.
当这个耕种的那个篱笆 耕在地上的时候，那土地才能够松开。
And that is painful.
这个过程是痛苦的。
And the rocks and the ploddings of the earth can be only removed by going through the painful experiences.
让神在我们的心中耕种呢，乃是一个痛苦的一个经历。
So if you do not allow the plowshare to be applied to your life, to remove the, all the plots and the rocks which are lying in the heart of a man, and we will not see any spiritual growth happening in the person.
如果我们不让神呢在我们的心中耕种，把那些石头啊，把那些坚固的土地打松的话，那么我们的属灵的生命就不能够成长，不能长得好。
Our Creator and Heavenly Father knoweth each one's heart what is the rocky soil lying in the heart of every person.
我们天上的父母知道我们每个人的心，他知道哪里呢，我们的心哪里是这个石头地。
To make it as a fertile ground and without any rocks or plots, then he again and again applies the plowshare to our hearts.
为了把这些石头呢和的硬土除掉呢，我们的父呢就在我们心里面不断的耕种，用篱笆来耕种我们。
His thoughts towards us are high and lofty and good for us.
神对我们的意念呢乃是非常崇高的。
So everything, whatever he is allowing in our lives, is all to take away all the rocks and the ploddings and anything which is deep in our hearts, lying unfertile.
所以神允许我们所经历的一切呢，都是为了呢，使这个石头和那些拦住我们生长的能够除去。
And that is how we can allow the root to take deeper in our hearts.
所以神的话呢，就能够在我们的心中呢开始生根。
Without painful experience, the rocks will not go.
我们知道这个没有痛苦呢，这个石头跟硬土呢是没办法除掉的。
As long as rocks are there, the germinated seed cannot take the deep root.
因为只要有石头，只要有硬土呢，那么这个种子呢就没有办法向下扎根，向上发芽。
So that is how we can allow the root to happen in our lives.
所以这是经过苦难，乃是我们让这个神的话能够在我们里面扎根。
In verse 7, Matthew 13:7.
马太福音13:7.
And some fell among the thorns, and the thorns sprang up and choked them.
有落在荆棘里的，荆棘长起来就把它挤住了。
Verse 22.
22.
He also that received seed among the thorns is he that heareth the word, and the care of this world, and the deceitfulness of riches, choke the word, and he becometh unfruitful.
撒在荆棘里的就是人听了道，后来有世上的思虑、钱财的迷惑，把这道挤住了，不能结实。
So here now we are moving to a different kind of a ground or soil.
我们在这里看到，我们现在是看到一个不同的土地。
So in the first ground, first soil, there are no hold.
因为在第一种的土地里面是没有空处的。
And the second place, there is no root.
第二种的土地呢是没有根，土不深。
And the third type of ground, there is no room to grow properly because of thorns.
第三种呢乃是这个上面呢没有成长的空间。
So here we see how, why it is not able to grow properly.And he said, in the end of that verse 22, he becometh unfruitful.
他这里讲到第三种土地时候，说到这个不能结实。
And in Luke 8:14, the Luke writes it differently.
这个路加福音呢，它第四节这样说。
And that which fell among the thorns are they which when they have heard, go forth and are choked with the cares and riches and pleasures of this life, and bring no fruit to perfection.
啊，第十四节，路加福音八章十四节如此说：那落在荆棘里的，就是人听了道，走开以后，被今生的思虑、钱财的厌乐挤住了，便结不出成熟的籽粒来。
So as Matthew wrote, unfruitful doesn't mean it did not bear any fruit.
所以这个马当马太说呢，不结实啊，并不是说他一点果子都结不出来。
But it means it bore fruit, but it was not a useful fruit. It did not mature so that the farmer can enjoy the fruit.
他虽然结果实，但是那个果实呢不成熟，是不能用的，不能用来吃的。
That means it did not have the matured fruit to the pleasing to the heart of the grower.
也表示说他结不出成熟的果实来，使那个种的人他不能欢喜。
So these are the people the Lord says.Is he that heareth the word?
这种人呢，主耶稣说呢，他们听了道。
And he said, the cares of this world and the deceitfulness of riches. There are two things which the Lord uses here.
主说到两件事，就是世上的思虑和钱财的迷惑。
Took the word.
把道挤住了。
And the thorns which the Lord very nicely explains, what are those thorns which chokes the seed not to grow to perfection?
这个把道挤住不能成长结实的这个荆棘是什么呢？
Cares of this world.
是世上的思虑。
So cares of this world is a thorn for the poor man.
这个世上的思虑呢是这个贫穷的人的事。
And the deceitfulness of riches is a thorn for the rich man.
那个钱财的迷惑呢，那是说到有钱人的荆棘。
So the poor man who wants to meet his ends every day, then he continues to have his heart upon those things.
所以那个世上的思虑对于这个贫穷的人来说呢，因为他每天都要为着世上的这个事呢要思虑。
And the Lord, when he said in the Sermon on the Mount and Matthew 6 verse 33, first seek ye his kingdom and his righteousness, all these things shall be added. It is not something you work hard for those things.
主耶稣呢，在第马太福音第六章说呢，当求神的国和他的义，其他一切都要加给你们。所以这些事情吃什么、穿什么呢？不是我们应该追求的。
So the needs of this person continues to occupy his heart and run after them how to meet his needs.
所以这些人呢，常常为着穿什么、吃什么在思虑呢。
And that is a thorn for him.
这就成了他们的荆棘。
And he hears the word.
他听到神的话。
He loves the Lord.
他也爱主。
And he allows it to work in a certain function, to some measure.
他让神呢在他身上呢有某些工作。
And when we come to the next person, that is the deceitfulness of riches.
那么我们看到另外一种人乃是受钱财迷惑的人。
So that means he is already rich, but he doesn't want to stop there, but he continues to want to become more and more rich.
这些人是已经富有，但是呢，他想要有更多的钱财。
And I have not come across any person so far. Whatever they had, they say, this is enough for me.
我从来没有碰到一个人呢，富足的人呢，说他已经满足了。
And everyone would like to and contemplate how to make it more and more.
所有的人都是想要说我怎样赚更多的钱。
And they will become our thorns.
那么他就会变成我们的荆棘。
And the Lord has wonderfully covered the poor and the rich.
所以我们的主呢，就把贫穷的人跟富足的人都包括在这里。
So any heart which does not have but wanted to have, any heart which has but wanted to have more, both are, they are detrimental to their spiritual growth and fruitfulness.
就有些人呢，不满足于他们已经有的，想要要更多的时候呢，他们就没有办法在属灵的生命上长进。
So we come across many people in the churches.
我们在教会里面遇到很多这样的人。
And they are wonderfully nice, honest people.
他们是非常诚实的人。
And you cannot really pinpoint anything that there is any problem with these brothers and sisters.
他们是非常好的弟兄姊妹们，很难找出他们的缺点来。
But their lives are only to some extent they can do it, but beyond that, they don't want to do what the Lord was asking to leave and also cleave certain things.
他们跟随主呢，只跟随到一种程度呢，然后他们不愿意再走上去，他们不能够答应神对他们有更多的要求。
So if you look at any plant which was growing in the thorns or under the thorns, they grow very slender, not having very thick stems.
我们这个如果看到一些这个在荆棘里面生长的这个植物呢，你会发现说它的那个枝子啊是不是很多的。
And since they don't have very thick stems, they cannot bear much healthy fruits.
他们的这个枝子呢都是很细的，所以没办法能够承受那个成熟的果子的重量。
Actually, they are much more taller than the normal fertile ground plants.
他们其实会比这个一般在好土上长大的那个植物呢长得更高。
They are trying to find more room in the midst of the thorns.
他们想要在这个荆棘中呢找到可以成长的空间。
So in the process, it shoots forth taller and taller.
所以呢，它一直要往上长。
And because there is no strength in the stems and the trunk, it is not in a position to bear fruit. Even if it bears fruit, it doesn't come to the maturity because it is a slender growth. It is not a proper growth.
所以呢，虽然是他在那个挣扎，想要找那个空间，那个结果子，但是因为他的那个枝干呢，都是太瘦了，就没办法结果子。如果结出果子呢，也没有办法使果子成熟。
So the grower is interested, the farmer is interested, every seed which has got a potential to bring a proper, mature, useful fruit.
种这个树的人呢，希望说在这棵树上能够找到成熟的果子。
So what was that which is holding him back? Because the deceitfulness of riches, whatever the Lord has given to them, they are not in a position to give back to the Lord for the usefulness of the kingdom of heaven.
钱财的迷惑呢，乃是说到了神给他们的财富呢，他们不能够用来呢为着主呢拓展神的天国。
I am not saying the riches of that person.
我不是说到他所有的财富。
I am saying about his very life.
我说到是他生命的本色。
And how he prioritized the things which he needed to do. His first priority is fulfilling the things of the Lord or to fulfill his other responsibilities, how to make his riches grow.
他生命中呢，是到底是什么是摆在首位上？是为着主呢，还是或者是为了使他的财富更增加？
So these are the type of people, they resist the self-denial.
所以这些人呢是没办法否定自己的。
The Lord asks, Lord, hurry, you give your life to me.
然后主对我说 Heaven, 你把你的生命给我。
I want to use you to bring many people into my kingdom.
我要用你呢把很多人带到我的国度里。
And he give your time.
并且呢他给我一些时间。
But when I say, Lord, I have a business to run and I have many family responsibilities and so many things.
那我对主说呢我有一个生意要做并且呢我的家里面也我有很多的责任要负。
The Lord will say, if I take your life tonight, what will happen to Hari?
那主说呢我今天晚上呢就夺取你的生命那么你的打算要变成怎么样呢
The self-denial will not come unless we allow the message of the Lord to sink in our heart that we are called for a glorious purpose of entering into the kingdom and to rule along with Him.
我们呢是没有办法来否定自己的除非我们看见神荣耀的目的把我们能够带到他的荣耀里和他一同作王。
The glorious appearance of my Lord and I being raptured to be with him should be the main motive of driving, which drives my life every day, all the day.
主的在荣耀里的再来和我们被提与他相聚呢因为要成为我们每一天的动力和生活的原因。
And the same way, the person who is having the cares of this world.
或者是同样的那个被世界上的思虑挤住的人。
And my Lord is faithful who has called me.
我们要想到主，那教我的主是信实的。
Though I fulfill my responsibilities, but not at the priorities of my Lord.
虽然我要负很多地上的责任，但是呢主呢仍然要在首位上。
And the book of Hebrews chapter 12 verse 1.
我们在这个希伯来书第十二章的第一节呢这样说。
Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us.
我们既有这许多的见证人如同云彩围着我们就当放下各样的重担脱去容易缠累我们的罪存心忍耐奔那摆在我们前头的路程。
And Hebrews chapter 11 speaks of the warriors of faith.
我们在希伯来书十一章里面看到那些信心在信心上站立住的这些信徒们。
They were all like us, but they all overcame.
他们呢是信心里的勇士，他们像我们一样的性情，只不过他们胜过了他们自己。
So he says in verse 1, wherefore seeing we also compass, that means they are all the people who are around us, now they are watching us.
所以他现在在第十二章的第一节说到我们既有这许多的见证人如同云彩围着我们就是说这些人呢围着我们在看我们。
So he says two things. One, weight and the sin. Second one.
他说到两件事第一件事情说到重担第二件事情说到罪。
If a believer practices sin, it brings death.
我们知道基督徒如果犯罪呢那么就会带来死亡。
If he allows the weight around his body, it brings the progression or the maturity life stops.
但是如果我们让这个重担在我们身上的话那么我们就没办法长进我们的属灵生命的长进就要停止。
So third type of soil people are not those who are practicing sin,but they have the weight around their bodies.
第三种土地呢不是犯罪的人乃是他允许这些重担呢在他的身上。
So they don't want to guard their lines for the coming of the Lord.
他们 没有呢在主耶稣要再来的这件事情上警醒。
So they wanted to allow around them that free flowing robes which will stop them at every step of their progression of spiritual life.
他们没有让这个重担从他们身上脱去，使他们能够继续往属灵的道路上走。
And we need to examine our hearts, what is the thorn in my heart, in my life?
所以我们要在主面前呢，来反省思想，到底在我们生活上、生命上的荆棘是什么？
Where my treasure is, there my heart is.
财富在哪里呢？财宝在哪里，我的心也在哪里。
If I recognize the treasure of my calling by the Lord, wonderful calling, of a heavenly calling, glorious calling, and my heart should immediately run to that place.
如果我们的财宝乃是在于主的呼召，那么我们的心马上就会在这个主所呼召我们的那个服事荣耀里。
Then the Lord helps you to focus on that heavenly treasure, not on the earthly treasure.
但愿主能够帮助我们呢，把我们心放在天上的财宝，不是在地上的财宝。
And when we are honest enough before the Lord and the Spirit, He will show us what are the weights which are hanging around us to impede our spiritual progression.
圣灵能够把那个拦住我们向前的那个重担呢，向我们显明出来。
So now we are coming to the actual, the wonderful ground.
我们最后呢，来看到那个好处上。
Verse 23 of Matthew.
马太福音呢，13章23节。
And sorry, first we will read verse 8 and then 23.
第一点是在第八节，再就是23节。
But other fell into good ground and brought forth fruit, some an hundredfold, some sixtyfold, some thirtyfold.
又有落在沤土里的，有就结实，有100倍的，有60倍的，有30倍的。
And 23. But he that received seed into the good ground is he that heareth the word, understandeth it, which also beareth fruit, bring forth some hundredfold, some 60, some 30.
撒在沤土上的就是人听到明白了，后来结实，有100倍的，有60倍的，有30倍的。
So whatever the lapses in the first three grounds, this fourth ground is covering everything. Hearing well, understanding well, believing and bearing fruit.
在前面的三种土地我们看到一些缺陷，但是在第四个土地呢，我们看到所有这些都不缺，那是好的主地，他听到又明白了，并且又结实，就能够结实。
So I would like to read Luke's Gospel chapter 8 verse 15.
所以我愿意这个再回到路加福音第八章的第十五节。
But that on the good ground are they which is an honest and good heart, having heard the word, kept it, and bring forth fruit with patience.
那落在好土里的就是人听了道，持守在诚实善良的心里，并且忍耐着结实。
So the Luke explains a little deeply, a little detail than what Matthew said.
路加对这句话的解释呢，比马太的更细一点。
So But that on the good ground, that is on the fourth type of soil, are they which has honest, that is the first thing.
So, 第一件事情，它那落在好土里的就是人听了道，持守。
So, honest in Greek it is said kalok.
这个持守呢，在希腊文里面呢是 kalok.
And in we can also translate that as a noble heart or an honorable heart.
我们知道这个这边说到这个诚实善良，乃是说到这个是一个 高贵的心，可以翻成高贵的心。
So that, that honest heart is this, when he hears the word of God, and when he immediately finds there is a conviction, he allows that conviction to settle in his heart, not allowing that word to be taken away by the birds of the air.
诚实的心呢，是说到当神的话摸到他的良心的时候呢，他让他的良心能够运行，而不是让这个飞鸟把它吃去。
And also, if he finds anything, the roots are not getting deep into the heart, then he allows the plowing share to prick his rocks, which are in the heart, to be removed again and again.
这诚实的心呢，是说到当他发现他的心中有一些硬土、有些石头的时候，他应许神呢，在他的生命中工作，用他的篱笆来耕种他的心，所以他能够结出果子来。
So the hardest part is when he sees there is a weight around his body and thorns are taking the good ground, not allowing him to bring forth the fruit.He allows the thorns to be gone.
所以这个诚实的心也是说明，当他发现他的生命中有这个荆棘的时候呢，他也让神呢把那个荆棘能够除去。
So when the seed falls, and none of us has got a good ground.
当扎种的时候呢，我们每一个人没有一个好土的。
And all those three types of things, in some measure or a greater measure, we all have.
所以刚才先提到的那个三种土地呢，在不同的程度上，我们心身上也都有。
And the good, honest heart is this. Then honestly he goes to the Lord and say that my heart is convicted by your word and thy spirit. I want it to be like a good ground. That is the honest opinion he confesses before God.
那么有诚实的心的人呢？乃是来到主面前呢，就说我要有一个好土，向神求一个好土。
And also it's called good heart.
那这个也是一个善良的心。
So the good heart means whatever he realized that he prepares that ground.With an openness before the Lord. And many times... Okay, I can't tell you brother, this translation.
诚实的心呢乃是说到他对于神的态度乃是一个开放的一个开启的态度。
So with a good heart, with a honest heart, when I say that what is the condition of my heart before God, but that comes from many times from my mouth, but not from the bottom of my heart.
诚实呢乃是说到在神面前承认我们自己的光景，但是有时候我们只是在口头上说，不是在心从心里面说。
So the good heart is the one not only honestly convicted but that reaches to the bottom of their heart with that kind of a transparency, honesty and without hiding anything and making it bare open his life before the Lord. That is the type of heartwhich God will bring it to fruitfulness.
诚实的心乃是说到呢，让这个神的话呢摸到我们的良心来定我们的罪，但是良善的心乃是说到他乐意接受神这样的对待，然后呢能够结出好果子来。
And many times though we may say when the Lord starts working in usTo make our heart good soil, good ground, we don't allow the process.
有时呢，虽然我们呢，在神面前承认呢，我们的心呢需要这神继续耕种，但是呢，我们却阻止神呢，在我们身上呢，有着耕种的事实。
A good heart is truthful before the Lord, what he says and what he has inside.
所以一个善良的心乃是呢使我们的心口都一致。
And many times we may not be known as two people, as one person as known as two people, but God knows what we are saying to outside and what we have inside. The good heart is having outside and inside, it is one person.
所以有时候呢，我们像两面人一样，神知道我们是两面人，说的跟真正心里面想的不一样，但是呢，善良的心乃是使我们的心口一致。
Having heard the word and hold it fast.
那我们听到神的话，我们就持守。
But when the Lord starts working in the life to make the ground good, and they just hold the word very tightly, they don't want to let it go because of any problem. Either tribulation, persecution, thorn, they don't want to leave anymore.
当神呢在我们的里面赐给我们一个好的土地的时候呢，我们就持守在那里，然后呢不论是外面受的患难呢或者逼迫也好呢，我们都能够持守在神的道中。
So when our focus remains on the heavenly treasure,
当我们的心呢定睛在天上的财宝的时候，
When the Spirit continues to open our ears and eyes and our heartWhat God has preserved for us in heaven, then our heart travels to those things, and the senses of faith and hope continues to hold them fast, and the word takes deeper and deeper root in our lives.
当神呢开启我们的眼睛，开启我们的耳朵，开启我们的心的时候，我们看见神在天上为我们存留的财宝的时候呢，我们的心呢就会持续在主面前呢，继续跟随我们的主。
And then bring forth fruit with patience.
然后呢，我们就能够忍耐着结果实。
So the patience, the word in Greek is hypomone.
这个忍耐呢，在希腊文叫做 hypomone.
So hypo means, the actually together is staying under.
这个
stay under mone means.
这个 hippo 指的是在下面 ，metal 就是站着，所以站在某一个重量的下面。
So that we say, perseverance, steadfastness.
所以我们是说到这个持久忍耐。
So these are the people when the trouble or the tribulation or the persecution or the Lord allowing the plowshare to touch the bottom of our hearts to make it fertile.And they show, they stay under that situation. They don't come out of that situation.
就是乃是说明当神的应许患难或者是逼迫或者是呢他应许借着环境呢在他们身上有耕种的时候呢，这些人呢他们并不是要脱离这些环境。
So they don't try to manipulate to jump out of the situation of the trouble.
他们不是要想办法从这些难处中出来。
And they just stay under the authority of the Lord, whatever he allowed.
他们乃是乐意在伏在神的大能的手下来忍受。
That brings the fruitfulness in their life.
只有这样呢，他们才能够结出那个果实来。
And also then you see, there is a grace of that, the soil bore the fruit. It is 30, 60 and 100.
我们知道说，在这个好土所结的果子上呢，我们也看到神的祝福，因为他是说到是长出100倍、60倍或者30倍来。
I want to ask a question. Is there a difference in the seed or the sower or the difference in the soil?
我们要看说这个结出来的果子呢，是因着种子不同呢，或者是因着土地的不同？
I don't think there is a difference in the seed or there is a difference in the sower. It is the difference is in the soil again.
我们知道这个撒种的人是一样的，这个种子也是一样的，这个。生长出不同的这个程度，乃是因着这个土地的不同。
So that means the seed has got a potential to become hundredfold.
我们看到说这个种子呢是有这个生长一百倍的潜力的。
So if those who are bearing 30-fold and 60-fold also likely to reach 200-fold.
所以那些长出30倍果实、60倍果实的，他们也有能力能够长到100倍。
So in their heart, if there is a honesty still to be completed, honest heart to be to a level what God expects, or a good heart what needed to be reached, or the patience where it needs to be attained, then it brings the 100-fold.
当我们的诚实和善良和我们的忍耐能够慢慢成熟的时候呢，我们也能够达到一百倍。
And when we come back to Matthew 13,
我们回到这个马太的第十三章。
And just looking for one word that
我在找一个字。
In verse 38.
在第三十八节。
The field is the world, the good seed are the children of the kingdom.
田地就是世界，好种就是天国之子。
So there, in the first parable, the seed is the word of God.
在这里我们知道第一个比喻呢，这个种子乃是说到神的话。
But in the second parable, the seed is the person.
在第二个比喻里面呢，这个种子啊，乃是
good seed are the children of God.
那个好种乃是说到天国之子。
So you imagine a world where there are no seeds.
Say again, please.
No, you imagine a world where there are no seeds.
你想想看这个。神的话没有种子的话。
So when the Lord has sown the seed, those seeds needed to be converted as seeds, and now those seeds are the children of the kingdom.
所以我们到听到神的话的时候呢，我们就把这个神的话呢当作种子放在我们的心中，然后我们就变成这个好种。
Now when God has given the word into our hand and become to be, expecting to become fruitful 100-fold.
当神把神的话给我们，当神把神的话给我们的时候呢，他要我们生长出一百倍、60-30倍的果子来。
And they will become the seeds for the next generation.
那么呢，这个呢就变成我们呢要来的世代的那个好种。
So imagine the danger. When we don't live, there is no seed for the next generation.
请记得，如果我们不活在神面前呢，下一辈呢就没有种子。
So everyone who is honest, good heart, holding fast and bearing fruit with patience will turn and become as a seed in the hand of the Lord to be used to bring much fruit unto his kingdom.
就当我们呢心中有好土，接受神的话，来持守忍耐，来保守神的话，使用这个诚实善良的心呢。那然后呢，我们就会变成在主手中的种子了，为了我们的下一代。
This blessing and privilege is not given to few, but to all.
这个祝福呢，不是为了少数的人，乃是为了所有的人预备的。
And shall we pray?
让我们一同祷告。
Lord, we thank you for thy word.
主，我们为着你的话语，我们来感谢你。
With all our frailness and weakness, whatever was sown, thou may bless it.
不论是因着我们的软弱，但愿你自己来祝福你自己的话语。
Make us and convert all of us as a good seed unto the kingdom of heaven for this generation.And also for the coming generation.
但愿你能够使我们磨成好种，不但是为了今世，也为了来世。
And prepare our hearts what needed to become a honest, good, holding fast, and a patient heart.
但愿你能够使我们的心成为诚实良善的心，使我们能够持守又能够忍耐着结实。
Thank you for all the help.
感谢你为这一切的帮助，我们来感谢你。
Pray in Jesus' precious name.
靠着主耶稣基督宝贵的圣名祷告。阿门。
阿门。
阿门。I thank the Lord.
Thank the Lord for Brother Harry sharing. We'd like, now like to open this time for a few brothers and sisters to pray.
谢谢主，借着 Harry 弟兄带来的信息，接下来的时间也请几位弟兄姊妹祷告。
Remember to turn on your mics and leave time for translation.
请记得将静音打开，并留下时间给翻译的姐妹们。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this precious word.
天上的父，我们感谢你的话语。
Oh yes, as we know through your words, at one time we are all like those filled with no weight, with a, it's like a wayside, or like a stoning pavement, or like a phone field.
直到我们每个人在某个时刻，当我们听到你的话语的时候，我们都像路边的土，我们都像荆棘的土。
Yes, but it is through your mercy and grace that you make us a place, so your word as a seed can be grow and somehow bear the fruit.
但是一切都是你的怜悯和恩典，让我们的心在我们心里耕种，让我们能让你的话语能在我们身上结果实。
May your words like give us this perseverance so that we can endure whatever the situation you put us into.
真是也求你的话语给我们这种持守和忍耐的心，让我们能够在 不论在什么样的环境中都可以持守你的话语。
And make us the seed of the kingdom so that the world we can have the testimony of our Lord Jesus Christ.
真是也让我们心成为你这个天国的种子，这样我们可以在世界上做你的见证。
We pray this in the name of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
奉你的儿子主耶稣基督的名求。
Amen.
Amen.
父，我们感谢你，你赐下那从上头来的话语，坐在我们心里面的深处。
Heavenly Father, we thank you that you've instilled the word from above into our hearts.
我们里面每个人里面都是一片好土。
Pray that all of our hearts would be a good soil.
把主的话领受在我们的心里头。
And then we can have the word of our Lord in our hearts.
让我们能够成为那天国之子。
So that we could be those who bear the fruit for the kingdom.
也让能够在这世上能够来成为主那美好的见证。
And also that we would be a good testimony for the Lord on this earth.
因为那主来的日子近了。
And because we know the day of our Lord is coming near.
也让我们时时刻刻的能够警醒等候在你的面前。
That we would moment by moment wait faithfully before you.
在地上成为那主荣耀的见证，让主能够得着一切的荣耀。
That we would be the glorious testimony and witness for the Lord on the earth and that, so that our Lord would be glorified.
请你听我们的祷告，奉主耶稣基督宝贵的圣名。
Would you listen to our prayer? We pray this in the Lord's precious name.
Amen.
Amen.
Dear God, Dear God.
亲爱的主。
Lord, we thank you for being that faithful sower.
真是我们感谢你，因为你这是那个信实的播种人。
That no matter the condition of the soil of our hearts, you are the sower that remains unchanged.
主啊，真是很感谢你，不管我们心里是什么样的土，主啊，真是你是那个永远都不改变的播种。
Lord, forgive us for finding fault with you.
真是真是求你宽恕我们，你有时候真是不信实。
We often blame you, Lord, for our lack of spiritual growth or the circumstances that we're in.
有的时候因为我们在不顺的环境里或者我们在灵里没有长进的时候主要是说我们有的时候心里是有埋怨的。
We often complain, oh, if our circumstances would be better, then we could bear more fruit.
甚至有的时候我们也是在怪这个环境，觉得我们这个环境如果变好的话，我们就可以结更多的果实。
But Lord, can the fault finder contend with the Almighty?
主啊，真是，但是你这个是大能的神，你真是不计较我们的过失。
Lord, we are convicted and we, Lord, confess, Lord, our own weakness of heart and frailty of heart.
就是说我们要来到你面前承认我们的心是多么的软弱。
Please, Lord, give us, Lord, more of your grace, Lord, and a precious seed that will allow us to be of good heart, Lord, and of honest heart.
主真是求你怜悯给我们这个天国之子，让我们有一个诚实良善的心。
Help us to cooperate with your spirit, Lord, as this matter of bearing fruit is so significant in purpose of the kingdom.
主真是让我们在你的灵里，我们知道在对你的牵挂来说，结果是多么重要的一件事情。
And all the more so as the day draws near.
尤其是在天国将近的时候。
Lord, we thank you, God, that you do not fail us and that you have not given up on any one of us, no matter the condition of the soil of our hearts.
主神圣，感谢你，你对我们永远不放弃，不管我们这个心里的土是什么样的情形。
We just ask for your mercy and helping us to be stayed on your faithfulness.
主神圣，我们求你的怜悯，让我们配得你这个信实。
That all that fruit would be for thy good pleasure.
让我们结出这个果实，都是来讨你的欢心。
In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
用主耶稣基督的名。Amen.
主耶稣，我们实在感谢你。
Lord Jesus, we truly give thanks to you.
你记得我们的弟兄在跟我们说这个劝勉的话语。
You remember us and thank you for having the brother speak your word to us.
你爱我们，你将我们从万民中分别出来。
You love us and you've called us from the outside.
你也在十字架上替我们成了那个罪的赎价。
And you also paid the price for our sins on the cross.
你不光将我们从罪恶中救拔出来，你也要我们爱你的心今天能比昨天更多。
You not only saved us from sin, but you love us more today than you did yesterday.
主，让我们不仅明白你宝贝的话语，让我们的心也能成为那诚实善良的。
And would you help us to understand more of your precious word, and that you would turn our hearts to become good?
也求主继续看顾保守你每一位儿女在这一个艰难的时刻。
And would you also continue to watch over and protect your children during this difficult time?
主虽然外面的环境还是这样的艰难。
And even though the condition outside is still very chaotic and difficult.
主也保守我们相信我们的主昨天今天和明天他永远不改变。
Would you protect us and help us to keep our belief that our Lord is the same today, yesterday, today, and tomorrow will never change.
也让我们学习我们无论在什么的环境当中。
And also help us to learn that in, no matter what situation we're in,
我们的心要欢喜，我们的灵要快乐，我们的肉身也要安居在指望中。
That our heart and our spirit would be joyful, and that we would be anchored, in the faith.
再一次谢谢我们的主。
Once again, we thank our Lord.
愿荣耀、国度和赞美都归给我们的主。
Will the glory, kingdom, and dominion be to our God.
愿平安、喜乐、祝福归于每一位敬畏、仰望、爱你的儿女。
And will peace, joy, and blessing be unto those who are your children who look towards you.
听我们的祷告，奉你宝贝的名。
We hear our prayer, pray this in your precious name.
Amen.
Amen.主，我们感谢赞美你。主，你借着十字架上的死。
Lord, we give you thanks and praise because by your death on the cross,
你救拔了我们，你按着我们每个人的本相来接受我们。主，真的是谢谢你。哦，按着我们这样的罪人，我们如何配得这样大的救恩？但是你却在我们做罪人的时候为我们死。你按着我们的本相接受我们，你也为我们开一条又真又活的路，让着我们在每日的生活中，我们能够遇见你，也因着你自己的话语，因着你的管教，我们可以。
We thank you that you've saved us and you accept us as we are. We were not worthy of salvation, but yet you've given us this new and living way, and now we have a way to meet you.
你一手要带领我们更像你磨成你自己的式样，一手你要托住我们，让我们可以受得住。
On one hand, you lead us, and so that we can be molded more into your image. And on the other hand, you support us so that we can withstand the process.
主啊，我们感谢赞美你，在我们回头看着这过往的年岁，我们实在要说，主，你恩待了我们。
And Lord, we want to thank and praise you because as we look back on this year, we will see that your grace has been upon us.
主，我们感谢赞美你实在是借着这样的疫情，你让我们看到你来的日子近了。
And we thank you and praise you because through the situation, through this pandemic, we can see that the day of your return is near.
但你仍然用你恩典的手，你要托住我们，你仍然要愿意万人得救，不愿意一人沉沦。
And that through your gracious hand, you supported us, and that you want all to be saved, and you do not want to see one life perish.
主，我们谢谢你，愿所有的颂赞都归给你。
We give you, we thank you, Lord, and we give you all the honor and glory.
奉主基督耶稣宝贵圣灵祷告。
We pray this in the precious name of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Gracious God and Heavenly Father, I do thank you, Lord, for giving another opportunity to come to thy presence to worship you and to honor your holy name.
上父，
亲爱神，我们感谢你给我们这个机会来到你的面前祷告敬拜赞美你。
Thou art worthy of all praise and honor.
你是配得所有的荣耀。
Lord, thy words, the words thou spoke are life and spirit, and thou brings forth the desired work.
主，真是你的话语是生命和和灵，真是把我们这个心中的所想要的都要建立起来。
Lord, I thank you, Father, for speaking to me, speaking to my heart. And because you are God who knows everything deep down, I may not understand my thoughts. I fail, but yet, Father, because of your high, lofty plans and deep thoughts concerning me, Father, thou knowest me and thou spoke to my heart. Because I am open, I am naked before you. I thank you, I praise you, Father, for your kindness and goodness towards me.
主，感谢你是对我说话，对我的心灵说话。主，真是你才是知道我一切的人。有的时候我都不明白我的心思意念。主，真是感谢你一直的感谢你的慈善恩典和慈善。主，真是求你一直对我来说话。
Lord, I thank you, Father, for thy desire, thou desirest of me that I may become a seed in your hand so that, Father, I may become a seed for the next generations. Oh, Lord, I thank you for thy high plans for me.
主，真是我感谢你要把我作为你的种子，一个给下面一个这个时代的一个种子。谢你。
Knowing this, Father, understanding thy plans for me, thou may help me that I may be able to cooperate, allow thy authority in my life, allow thy work in my life, and not to hinder thy work. Father, I thank you, praise you for all the given opportunities thou art giving me, Father, to set my life right before thee.
主，真是为了这个美好的计划，主，真是我要打开我自己的心，接受你在我身上所做的工。
Continue your work in my life, submitting, surrendering myself into thy loving hands.
主，真是求你继续在我身上做工，把我放在你手中。
Offer my thanks and adoration in the highly exalted name of my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
把我所有一切的感谢和赞美给我这个伟大。最伟大的神。
Amen.
Amen.
好，let's sing our last hymn for today. Let's all turn to hymn 148.
让我们一起来唱今天的最后一首诗歌，让我们翻到第148首。
Some Golden Daybreak.
金色黎明。
Have our sisters give us an intro, we'll sing through this hymn.
让我们的两位姐妹起音，然后我们从把整个诗歌唱一遍。
Oh,
daybreak, we long to see our Savior Jesus.
当金色黎明，我们要看见我们的主耶稣。
So let us press onward, and keep going.
让我们继续来信靠，然后走前面的路。
May the seeds planted in our hearts find good soil, grow and bear fruit for our Lord.
Yes, 神的话在我们这个好土里可以成长结实。
So on that golden daybreak, we can see His smile.
当在那个金色黎明的时候，我们可以看到你的微笑。
Okay, so all of you, the bulletin has been sent out via email to everyone.